to back down. I was giving you the beat down, bitch. How fucking stupid is that? Yep. Dayton, Ohio. That's a winner. That's a hit. It works for me.
I mean, what started all of this drama? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, Michael Byers.
Oh, yeah, but they're trying to figure these two out. I mean, you have Michael.
Well, no, they're trying to figure you out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you going to cry for us now? Did you bring those little Kleenex tissues, Adrian? Did you bring those with you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. He's going to need some. I can see those crocodile tears coming along.
He's never said no.
He's going to write a cry of the river. He's going to cry a river.
Seriously, dude. Did they put you in the girls' locker room when you were growing up?
Damn.
You not know.
Oh, wow. That's original.
You
don't know. Jesus. Did it take you all day to think of that one?
I'm sorry for you, Adrian, really. I really do. I'm actually sorry, Adrian.
Do you think that's his real name? His name is not Adrian. That's a chat line character.
Seriously, Adrian, don't you like yourself? Did you have to agree with this nitwit? I mean, really, dude?
Where's your backup dancer? Tell your uncle that Violet's a plane.
It's
funny how all your backup dancers have quit on you, man. They just walked out.
Stupid
is back. You notice that, Adrian? Who's helping him now? Nobody.
I don't need anybody to help me.
You were up here sucking ass a while ago when I came in here. But all that shit got shut down. We shut that shit right down, didn't we? That conversation with Josh and all them people, they done left you. Josh left the room a long time ago.
You talking about Josh from Manhattan?
Yeah, I like Josh. He's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he is pretty cool. But, he was gone for a while, and then he came back.
Yeah, he took a hiatus. Yeah. It's cool. Adrian. But yeah, he makes fun of disabled people, and we know that he's mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially disabled.
You are so stupid. Adrian, he makes fun of your old Adrian, your handicapped.
Oh, he knows you make fun of Coco. He heard it in his own ears.
Well, after what Coco did, well, wait a minute. After what Coco did to those women, burning off their, you know, what have you.
Yeah, I know. But at least she's changed. She's gotten older now, so she's kind of.
I don't give a crap.
Oh, you changed?
But another thing is, see, he also said he was making fun of fucking. He was making fun of Adrian. Adrian came out here. Adrian heard it for his own ears. That's why Adrian was upset with him. Adrian, he was trying to make fun of him. But see, you didn't fight in Vietnam War, Brandon. If you fought in Vietnam, you'd have been hurt too.
Like, zero?
The next thing you know, Adrian, Brandon's going to say he was in Vietnam. Watch.
I understand that. But I'm going to tell you, don't listen to anything he says because he's a fucking liar. Girl, I can tell you.
Oh yeah, we're really going to take you like you're a credible source. Well,
let's all get along.
That's hard to do on this chat line. Good luck.
Brandon's such a credible source. We'll get that in mind.
But his best friend raped women. He burned them with incest burners.
I've talked to Adrian offline, man. Adrian's a very cool person.
Adrian, what's your thought on Coco's putting big lighters up girls'
throats? Adrian left the room, dumbass. You don't know.
Incest burners. What do you got on there, Adrian?
What's my opinion on Brandon?
Adrian, I want to hear what you think.
Her past is her past, okay?
Oh, her past is her past.
Listen, but you know what? Let me tell you something. I don't care if it's her past. What she did to those girls is unforgivable. Dude, listen, that shit is crazy.
You ask a question, but you don't give me a chance to answer it.
Okay, go ahead and answer it, Adrian. I'm gonna
tell you, jump right in, you know? I'm trying to tell you something, and you run your mouth and jump right in.
Okay,
go ahead.
Because it doesn't fit his false narrative.
What she did, if you have a problem with it, you take it up with her, okay? Her bias is your
opinion.
If you want to go from that,
let me tell you something. What she did, she should have been never an
actor. Yeah, I don't agree with Coco or what she did, but she has said anything to me, so I don't have an issue with her.
Ask me a question, but you won't shut up long enough.
There you go.
You can't answer it.
Exactly. See, Brandon, that's your problem, Ray. You don't shut up long enough to listen.
I'm gonna use it if you'll shut your fucking mouth.
Okay, go ahead.
Shut your fucking mouth. What she did, he did. That's her past. And if you're gonna go through life judging people on their past, then you better look in the mirror, okay?
Excuse me, wait, I got a butt in here because she tortured those girls. How dare you?
If Brandon's going around telling people he's straight, then why was he up here one night and he was basically crying in his phone? Adrian, he came out here one night and he was falling his eyes out because he had his venereal warts surgically removed out of his rectum. His ass was bleeding, it was wide open. He had to take shit baths. And now he's sitting up here trying to pretend he's straight and he likes women when he's got. He's had so many dicks shoved up his ass, he don't even know where to begin. That's what I'm saying. Listen to the way he talks with all these terminology that he uses. He goes,
oh, girl, you're mad about a girl.
What kind of straight guy would talk about the other bisexual?
Because you're a girl.
A girly boy.
You're a girl.
Exactly. A girly boy.
You've been fucking these guys in here. You've been sucking their dicks for fucking 30 plus years in these private rooms.
30 plus years. Wow, that's a long time.
Wow, it sounds like you've been out here a long time, motherfucker.
Really? I mean, I've never seen anything so long.
Well, Brandon, you're telling people that you like women, you don't suck dick or get fucked, but that's not the case with you at all. I know you like guys. I mean, the guys ripped your asshole open, but obviously you like your bottom and you like to get fucked. That's pretty obvious.
I like guys and girls.
Right. What kind of women do you hang out? The only women that put up with you is Savannah, and that's about it. Coco used to put up with you, but not no more.
Well, Coco is a child molester, so that bitch can't talk
about it. Right, but Coco never went after kids. Coco went after a doll. Okay, it was never a child. She's a registered sex offender, but she was never a child pedophile. She was never that. No, I don't agree with that. I'm with you on that. I agree with you what you said. I don't agree with Coco and what she did. And I would not trust Coco any farther than I could.
I'm just saying I don't have a problem with her. Adrian, Michael's right on. See, a lot of times people get a story and they get all the details so screwed up.
By the time it gets around, it's so messed up. Half the shit's not even true. She never went after children. She went after adults. Okay, there's a difference.
Yeah, but she also had an accomplice, so she didn't work on by herself.
Right, and I know. I agree with you. I don't like the past either. Now, would I trust her? No, I would not. I would never trust her. However, I don't trust her other than I could throw a piano. But I have no problem getting along with her over the phone. I would trust her in real life no further. In real life, I wouldn't trust her no further than I could throw a piano.
I think a good pair, you should go to each other.
That doesn't mean I can't get along with people.
Because Coco finally threw that bitch on the bus, just like everybody else.
Yeah, but I can't even hear Coco when she comes on here. Like, I can't make out what she's saying to him.
People know she's a fucking rapist.
But here's the thing, though.
She's a rapist.
I don't agree with what she did either. I don't agree with what she did, and I don't agree with what she still does. However, she has nothing to be, so I don't really have an issue with her. Now, when she first started calling out here, I went after her big time. I did. Because another thing she did that I didn't care for, she came out here and tried to panhandle on a chat line and get everybody to send her money.
What the fuck?
Adrian, he's right.
You didn't know about that. You probably didn't know about that.
Adrian, Michael's right on.
So since then, she's toned it down, and so I stopped fucking with her, so I don't have no issue with her.
But he's the one that, I gotta give her credit where credit's due, man. I'll tell you, Coco has thrown this bitch under the bus, and that's where he will remain under the bus.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, how long were you over there? Because I know the Vietnam War lasted for a long time now. It was only there for about 4 years.
About
4 years?
Why don't you tell Adrian?
Because you know that war went on for like what, 15 years or whatever.
You're the one that came in here and gave you a criminal record.
How did you get out? Oh, you got hurt though. They had to get you out, right?
Because I was injured.
I'll tell you, people were staying over there for a long time. That's when they had the draft and all that, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was injured in the line of duty. That's why they brought me back from Vietnam.
And you know, here's the thing. Just so you know, Brandon, I'm gonna just help you with something. Fort Bragg is not a Navy base in South Carolina. It's an Army Airborne base in North Carolina.
Okay.
Well, we can have our own conversation, Adrian. Just let him in the background and let him go on.
Never have a conversation. I don't like you to have a conversation.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's the one war that I thought we didn't really. We didn't lose, but we never really won it either. It was really a stupid war, in my opinion.
Find out when it's too late,
the whole war in Vietnam was so politically motivated. It really was. It's really sad because we lost a lot of our boys over there. We really did, man. What's the name of that town? This is a town that Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut is trying to claim. He's trying to claim he was a Vietnam vet. And he was in ding dang fucking Vietnam province up there in Vietnam. And this fucker has never stepped one day in the military. Richard Blumenthal, Democrat out of Connecticut, is a fucking liar. Adrian, Trump looked at background check on him. Blumenthal. He's never been in the military.
I would give you the time and
date. We're talking about a senator in Connecticut. We don't care about you, faggot. You see what I'm saying, Adrian? He thinks we're talking about him now. We're talking about Richard Blumenthal, not him.
We're talking about the Vietnam War and everything. You know, I was disabled and came home from the Vietnam War and lost a lot of guys in it.
Okay.
We're not talking about him. We're talking about the Vietnam War. You don't know what it was like when they broke the Agent Orange out. So they don't know how many guys were lost in that Vietnam War.
We're talking about Vietnam, and then I brought up
Richard Blumenthal. You know, he's a Democratic senator out of Connecticut, right?
I'm correct.
And he thought I was talking about him.
Okay.
See, he doesn't understand. We're talking about Richard Blumenthal, which is a senator out of Connecticut. What has that got to do with Brandon, right?
Because you're a pussy, dude. You can't stand up for yourself.
You know what I'm saying, Adrian?
I think what we need to do now is we just need to put him on the back burner and just not pay no attention. Because when I brought up
Richard Blumenthal, who's a senator out of Connecticut, we thought we were talking about him. What's that got to do with him? Richard Blumenthal is right. You know what Trump did, right? Trump actually
he was jumping right in there with stuff that didn't even pertain to him.
Exactly, Adrian, you're right. And a lot of these guys were right out of high school, man. They had their whole lives ahead of them. They never got married. They never had kids. That sucks, man. That really does. and that thing was too politically motivated.
No, that just made
it was a war that we never lost, but we never won it either. I mean, it was just a speaking war. I was totally against it. It was actually a little bit before my time. It was a little bit before my time, but here's the thing. It's all part of American history.
I told Michael to walk right over and you're bleeding. Okay?
When we were in school, Adrian, in grade school, we took American history and world history. They talked a lot about Vietnam War. That was one of the wars that was a really, really hard-fought battle. And we didn't lose it, but we didn't win it either.
Yep, Michael. Come on, Adrian, let's hear that yep.
Yes,
all night long.
There you go, Brandon. Brandon, see, there you go. You're putting down people again.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.